Let me reiterate what's already been said. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, especially my dear wife. I don't know a lot in this life, but I know Jake's got a good mother-in-law. Some of y'all get that in a few minutes. How many of y'all are looking for a Mother's Day message? I'm sorry. Oh. Go with me to the book of Psalms this morning. Psalms chapter 119. Open it pretty close to the middle of your Bible and you'll be right there. What a blessing it is to be back in the Lord's house this morning. Good to see the house nearly full again today. And this is my second Mother's Day without my mom, and I miss her. As Miss Lindsay was singing that song, she's the one that told me about Jesus. Amen. At that particular time growing up in our lives, Dad did not take us to church. Love my dad to death, and I'm glad I still got him with me. He'd soon be 80 years old. He's out there building a retaining wall behind his house. And, you know, I don't understand. He's just been blessed with good health, and he's strong as an ox, still walks 10, 12 miles a day. Not around a greasy granite dust trail. I'm talking about upside of a mountain. He's always hiking somewhere, always doing something. Maybe that's what keeps him young. But it was Mama that took us to church. She'd always get us five boys together, and I mean, we might be dressed in hand-me-downs and have on a plaid shirt and striped pants, but Mama's going to make sure we went to church. And I didn't go to get saved. I went because Mama took me. I'm just being honest. That's why I was there. I was, Brother Kenny, I like to say I was some uber-spiritual person as a kid. And no, I wasn't. I just went because Mama took me. But, man, the Lord knew what He was doing, and He passed by my way. Saved my soul, and I thank God for that. And thank God for a mama that loved us enough to pray for us and take us to... I'm telling you what, I was mean to my mama. If you ever been mean to your mama, you need to go to her right now and fix that. I did things to my mom, and I ain't getting into all that. Some of you's already heard them. They come out in messages once in a while. I was mean to her. Did dumb stuff. Mama always trying to raise plants, and I'm putting salt in them and everything else. Mama couldn't figure out what in the world killed her plants, and it was me. Just something all the time. Just mean. I remember one time I told Mama, she'd done strike my legs over something. I told Mama, I said, Mama, I'm going to go back here and kill myself. And Mama said, well, go ahead. You know where the guns are at. So naturally, I went on back here and shut the bedroom door. Dad had an old starter pistol. I think it was Robbie's starter pistol, old 38 cap pistol he trained bird dogs with. I went back here and put a cap in that thing, and boom. Well, y'all know the rest of the story. I'm glad I can still walk. Glad I can still talk, and glad I'm still alive, actually. It was rough there for a few minutes anyway. Part of the punishment for us was going to cut our own switch. Anybody ever had to cut your own switch? Yeah. You kids don't know what that is now. That's part of your punishment. Mom always kept them old forsythia bushes out there. Them old limber things wrap all the way around your legs about twice or three times. I never knew if I was supposed to go get a big one. You know, one about that big around. It's like a club, or get one of them little keen ones. I didn't ever know what to get, but anyway, I should have got a lot more of them. I would love to preach to you a Mother's Day message this morning, but that's just not what God sent our way today. I'm in revival mode, okay? So you're going to get a revival message. That'd be all right. I'm going to, brother. I plan on it anyway. So many people today, and this is in the modern day in which we live, you can't help it, and I can't help it. Only God can help it. But I've watched over the years of my ministry, going on 20 years of ministry, and through these years, I've watched people come into the churches that I pastor, and I've watched them go out. I've watched them come in. I've watched them go out. I've watched them move the letter in. I've watched them move the letter out. Some of them changing churches just about like we change socks or something. Just they come in, they're there for a while, and they go on their merry way. And most of the time, it's not all the time, but most of the time, it's because somebody or something offended them. Let's just be real. Let's be honest. Something offended them. It could be something from the pulpit. It could be the Word of God. It could be the preached Word of God. It could be the pastor. It could be somebody in the church that had no ill intent whatsoever, but they got offended. And I want to help you today. If you're one that is quick to offense and you're one that's quick to be offended, I want to show you what you can do to help that. I do. I want to show you what you can do to get past your offense. I want you to get past it, because only the Word of God can mollify that and help you. In the 119th division of Psalm, I'm going to read 7 verses. Then I would invite you all over the house of God tonight to stand and reverence the reading of God's Word. I said tonight, I'm in revival mode. Since y'all been here last Sunday, I preached about 7 or 8 times in revival. And we'll start another one tomorrow night up at Chestnut Hill Missionary Baptist Church over in Crump, where y'all pray for us. Pray for my voice that it'll hold up. I trust somebody. Yes, somebody's already got me some water, and I appreciate that. But pray for little folks up at Liberty. I'm telling you what, I've been in a lot of churches. And sometimes I come in and they stare at me like a calf at a new gate for about the first 3 fruit. Bubba, they just look at me like, where'd he come from? They're trying to size me up and trying to figure me out, Brother Gwen. But those people warmed up to us on night one, and they have loved on us, and they just... I was supposed to finish on Wednesday up there, and it was a little different because their pastor was in the hospital the first part of the week, and then I was supposed to finish up on Wednesday night, but the other preacher, Brother Ronnie Millsaps, was supposed to come in and finish the revival week out, but he got sick, so they asked me to stay on, and we finished up on Friday night. Didn't see any professions of faith. Nobody got saved that I know of, but I've planted, and I'm sure Brother Russell's going to go in behind me this morning and water, and it'll be God that gives the increase. I promise you that. But pray for those folks there, and pray that the folks at Chestnut Hill will receive the Word of God with gladness whenever we go over there this week. Are y'all all right this morning? I'm going to read from 119th Division of Psalm. I'm going to read 7 verses beginning in the 161st verse. It's so good to see each one of you. Miss May, happy Mother's Day, sweetie. So good to see you back. It's been a while, and so good to see you. Gabe, good to have you here with Brother Dean. Good to have every one of you. Scott and Ashley, good to have y'all back up from down south. Each and every one of you, God bless you for being here. I trust the Lord will just make you welcome. And for those that's got their mom and bit Betty, honey, good to see you back there with Brother Steve. It's so good to see each and every one of you. In the 119th division of Psalms, going to try to open up slow and maybe just try to, I don't know if we'll teach or preach or what we'll do. We'll try to mind the Lord. How about that? The psalmist says, "Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word." And my friends, let me just say this right off the get-go. If the word of God offends you, you've been offended by something far greater than me. Now, if I offend you, you come to me. I'll talk about it. I'll apologize to you. We'll get in the altar. We'll pray about it. We'll get it right. But if the Word of God is what pricks you, if the Word of God is what's doing the offense, then you need to take that one up with far greater than me. You need to go ahead and talk to God about that. But the psalmist said, "Princes have persecuted me without a cause. My heart standeth in awe of thy word." He said, "I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation and done thy commandments. My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee." Brother Gene, how about asking God to bless our scripture reading this morning? Amen. I believe that I could go to Brother Gwen, He's probably the eldest of the preachers that I've got here today. Or I believe I could go to Brother Kenny, either one of these men. Brother Tam, I believe if I could go over here to my phone and get my phone out and call your daddy and ask them each and every one, have you ever offended anybody? And I believe that each one of you men would have to say you have. I have. At the other church that I pastored, I caused a grievous offense and had to make that thing right. A lot of times back then, if it wiggled, I shot it. If it wiggled, I'd shoot it again. And a lot of times, you know, I just had to grow up in the Lord. And a lot of times early on in my ministry, I'm afraid that I was very abrasive and I was just almost brash or brutish. And the Bible told me, and I've read it many times, just as a warning to my own heart, out of the 23rd chapter of the book of Jeremiah, there's a woe that be unto the pastors. And I read that to myself because Lord knows my heart, I don't want to offend anybody. I would not want to offend any one of you. The Bible said it'd be better for me than a millstone be hung about my neck, me be cast in the depth of the sea, than offend one of God's little children. And Lord knows I don't want to do that, but I do know that offenses come. I know that. I've offended, and at times I will probably offend again. And it's never going to be my head that'll do it, not my heart that'll do it. It'll be my head that does it. Me talking or saying something off the cuff that I shouldn't say. But the Word of God, if it does the pricking, if it does the cutting, you'll find yourself like you were when you read in the book of Acts and through chapter number 6 through number 8, you're going to find a lot of offense. Why? Because the newfound church had some bold preachers in the faith. One of those preachers being Stephen. And the martyr Stephen was one. Brother, he just preached at Gun Barrel Straight. And the Bible said that they were cut to the heart. They were pricked in heart. The Bible said they stopped up their ears. Why? Because they were offended at the very Word of God. And let me say this. The Word of God, it's to be looked at. It's to be learned. It's to be loved on. But bless God, you ought to start living it. And we ought to start living it. And once we start living the Word of God, those offenses won't be as hard. They won't be as deep. They won't be as often. And bless God, we'll start to learn to love the Word of God. In the book of Matthew, now you can turn there if you want to, chapter number 6. I want to show you where the offenses do come. Whenever you're offended by the Word of God, it's not generally coming from the, if it's coming from the pulpit, it's not generally coming from the man, but it's rather coming because of the message. Brother, whenever a preacher gets right in your face and he puts that old long finger out and he's naming the sin that you are affected with and you're affiliated with and you're caught up in, bless God, it starts to become an offense unto you. Why? Because the Word of God's trying to prune some dead limbs off, trying to purge out some unclean things, trying to do some work. But this old flesh and this old carnality that it is, it's going to try to refuse it. It's not going to want to accept it. Why? Because we're selfish, BJ. We like what we like, and ain't nobody going to tell me what to do. You mamas, and this being Mother's Day, know what I'm talking about. Brother Lewis opened up with. Brother Lewis, sometimes we got a whooping. Why? Because we didn't want to hear what Mama told us to do. And a lot of times, Mama's word might as well have been the gospel. Ain't that the truth? You might as well have took it as the gospel, because when Mama said it, she meant what she said. And if you didn't heed the warning or heed her words, you had to pay the price thereof. And that's the same way that it is with the gospel. If you don't heed what this blessed book says, there's a price to pay. Now in the book of Matthew chapter number 6, I just want to catch two verses in it, and then we're going right back over to our passage of scripture. Matthew chapter number 6 and verses number 3 and 4, it said, but when... I'm off on, hang on just a minute. I wrote it down. It's Mark chapter, I'm sorry, I said Matthew. It's Mark chapter number 6. Flip on over to Mark chapter number 6. I was over there in the Beatitudes getting ready to give you a blistering. Now that's a blessing in Beatitude. But anyway, in chapter number 6 of the book of Mark, it said, is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and of Joseph and Judah and Simon? And are not these his sisters with us? And it said, and they were offended at him. And it said, and Jesus said, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country and among his own kin and in his own house. It didn't say that they were offended by anything except him. And bless God, when he offends you, Brother Gwynn, you ought to do something about it. When the Word of God pricks your heart, you ought to do something about it. Why? Because he is the Word. So I want to show us today, the Bible said, and now the text verse today will be 165, great peace have they which love thy
by law. And I'll start out by saying, if you're saved by God's grace, then you love his law. Why would you love the law? Why would you love the law of God? The Bible said, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Why would you be happy? And why would you love the law? Because the law of God, or the Ten Commandments, the books of the Torah, those books point us, according to the book of Galatians, to a Savior. And that Savior is none other than Jesus Christ. So brother, we ought to love the law. But we should not let that law become an offense unto us. So then it brings the question in my mind this morning, why then do we get so easily offended in the house of God? I'm going to start right off the get-go and say 99% of the times the offense comes because the person that is offended is not a saved person. They're offended because the word of God starts to convict them and it starts to cut them. And bless God, if you're not saved, that word of God is going to become an offense unto you. You've never been purged from your dead works. You've never been purified from your sin. You've never had a pardon from the Almighty God of the penalty that hangs over you. And that penalty, no doubt in my mind, and according to the book of Romans in chapter number 6, is a death penalty. It's hanging over you. And that cloud that hangs over you. It's no wonder then that when the man of God gets up here, being a long-legged Larry Adams, kicking that big old long leg out, or whether it be just me, whoever's doing the preaching, if the word of God comes by and pricks your heart and offends you, a lot of times, Brother Tam, is simply because the person is not saved and God's trying to prick them, trying to purge them, trying to purify them, and bless God, would pardon them if only they would let him do that. But so many times they'll get offended and they'll push back, they'll refuse, and they'll say, Brother Steve, you've had people in your family come here, I've had people in my family come here, and they told me I can go to other churches and it doesn't bother me, but it seems like when I come down there to Calvary, bless God, when I get out of there, man, I feel funny when I leave there. Something's going on down there. I can't come up there and really enjoy it because when I leave up there, there's something tearing me up inside. To that I say, praise the Lord. You said you want people to feel tore up inside when they leave here. If they're lost, I want them to feel utmost tore up. I want them to feel downright convicted of their sin. And if they're walking contrary to the word of God, and the word of God starts to prick them, and they become offended. Bless God. It's like it's been said, if you're rubbing the cat the wrong way, what do? Turn the cat around. Repent. Get back to God, and the word of God won't become such an offense unto you. So, we're going over to the book of Titus. And we'll go to the book of 1 Peter right off the bat. 1 Peter chapter number 1. I've got about 4 or 5 places we'll go, and I'll let you out of here. Maybe you'll beat the Methodist restaurant. I'll preach fast, you listen fast, and we'll get out of here. 1 Peter chapter number 1, verses number 18 down through 22, 18 through 22 says, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by the tradition of your fathers. But here's where your redemption come from. It said, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot, who was verily foreordained from the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him, do you believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and your hope might be in God, seeing that you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart. That's what I'm saying. If you don't want to be offended, get saved by God's grace. You'll be purified away from your dead words. Bless God, you'll put love in your heart toward the brethren. And then whenever the brethren do offend you, here's what it says. It says when the brethren offend you, you're going to find an unfeigned love toward your brethren. And bless God, that brethren and that brotherly love, it'll help you over that offense. Some of y'all have grievously offended me over the years. You say, well, how in the world do we do that? Every one of you at some time or another are just like I am. You've been offended. But what do we do? Do we throw our marbles in and go home? Rake them all in and go home? No, bless God. We put our big boy pants on. We pray about it. And we go on for the cause of God, for the cause of Christ. We go on for the furtherance of the gospel. But most of the time when somebody comes in, they're just not saved. And that's why the offense does come. You're over there in the New Testament. Flip over to Titus chapter number 2 just for a minute. Here's another reason that people get offended in the house of God. They're just not sound in their faith. Is it possible that you could be saved but still not be sound in your faith? Let's see what the Word of God says. The Bible says in chapter number 2 of the book of Titus, but speak thou the things which become what? Sound doctrine. It said that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, and sound in charity, and sound in patience. It said these things. It said, go down through there. In verse number 8, it says that sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed. The person that's not saved is offended. The person that is not sound in his faith and doctrine, the Bible said that he's going to become irreverent. The Bible said he will become unholy. The Bible said that the man that is temperate, if he is holy and sound, that he is grave, he is temperate, he is all the things it says that he is not a false accuser, he's not given to wine. So the man that on the contrary or the opposite side of that, if he's not sound, he's all those things. He doesn't teach his children well. The women don't teach their children well. And the next thing you know, let me tell you this, bless God, little by little by little, children are raised in grace. And I'm going to go back to the book of Exodus. I didn't know I was going there, but Exodus chapter number 23, I want to show you something. God doesn't always give us the whole battle and give us the whole thing all at one time. And I want to show you sometimes it's little by little. And I want to go to this passage of scripture if I can quickly find it here in the book of Exodus chapter number 23 and verse number 29. He said, I will not drive, speaking of the enemies of God, he said, I will not drive them out from thee in 1 year, lest the land become desolate and the beasts of the field multiply against thee. Verse number 30 says, by little and little will I drive them out. Bless God, it's little by little by little that your children learn to grow and are nurtured in the faith of God. And that's how they become sound in their faith and doctrine about them. It's little by little. But if you're wishy-washy, you're contrary, and you're always offended yourself, and you go home with offense, and next thing you know, you ain't even get out of the church parking lot, and you're throwing off on the choir. You get out of the church parking lot, and you're throwing off on the preacher. You get out of the church parking lot, and you're throwing off on everything that just took place. What's your kids going to do? They're going to throw off just like you did. Why are people offended? Because they're not saved. They're not sound. You're over there in New Testament. Flip over to the book of Galatians just a minute. And you say, well, I'm saved and I'm sound. I'm rooted. I'm grounded, preacher. Okay, how's your spiritual walk? Have you grown any since you got saved? The Bible says in the book of Galatians, we know the story of the Galatians. They had trouble trying to divide the truth from the law from grace. They had trouble with that. But in the book of Galatians in chapter number 5, verses number 16 and 17, the Bible said this, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth after the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. They're contrary one to the other, so you cannot do the things that you would. I bless God. They're full of carnality. They're full of complacency. They're full, as I said, of criticism. They're cynical about everything going on the hill. And if they can't rule it, can't run it, what are they going to do? They're going to trash it and throw off on it. God's not pleased with that. And if that's the way that it goes, you're going to get offended from time to time, Brother John. You say, what a Mother's Day message. Talk to God about it. It's what he sent. We have a carnal nature about us. We do. We got a carnal nature about us. That's the part you're looking at, the old carnal part. And it's got its own set of agenda. It's got its own ideas and philosophies. It's got its own thought processes. That's why we need to be spiritual minded. We need to be sound in our faith and doctrine. We surely need to be saved by God's amazing grace. Go with me to the book of 2 Corinthians. Still right there in the New Testament. Flip back a couple pages, 2 Corinthians chapter number 6. Here's another reason that people get offended so easy. Brother Kenny, they're steeped up in sin up to their eyeballs. They work in it, they walk in it, they live in it, and then they come in here and try to bring it in here. And the two don't mix. Oil and water don't really go really well together. You folks that's done any kind of cooking, do you not know that? When you put in your extra virgin olive oil into a pan of water, does that not just kind of sit there? You got to kind of stir it around. If you're going to do any cooking, you got to stir it around. You got to get it to mix. What do? You put in something else with it. You put in flour or something else. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying sin and the things of the world don't fit in. And the reason it don't fit in is because you're not sanctified. You say, what's that about? 2 Corinthians chapter number 6 tells us in verse number 17 and 18, the wherefore you come out from verse number 16 said, in what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. And God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. It touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Bless God. If you look like the world and you come in here and the preacher's preaching that modesty matters, you know what just happened to you? You got offended. That's exactly what happened. Preacher preaching about modesty, but you live and look and talk and act like the world, and the preacher comes in and starts preaching about that stuff. What happens? Get offended. Happens more too often than we care to think about. Preacher, I long for this world. I long for deliverance from the world. Preacher, I long for the world. I long for the Word of God, that I could live a little closer, that I might be more holy, more sanctified, more separated unto the cause of Christ. But my friends, we look like the world. We live like the world. We steeped in sin of the world. And we come in here, Brother Gwen, and then the preacher gets right next to where we're at. And you know what? We get offended. Happens more than we think. I'm going to go back to the Old Testament to get this last one. You said the last one. Woo-hoo! Then you get a recap of all the other ones I've just preached. Exodus chapter number 11. Exodus chapter number 11. I've told you wrong again. Numbers chapter number 11. Numbers chapter number 11. Happy Mother's Day. Folks, if you're not saved, if you're not sanctified or set apart, separated, if you're not sound, rooted, grounded, if you're not spiritually minded, every time this preacher preaches, you're going to find something to be offended over. I'm almost promising you that. You said, I'm offended that you preached this message on Mother's Day. I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry. Take it up with God. Numbers chapter number 11. And I told you the first offense, the quickest offense, is that you're not saved. But I'm not so sure that this last one that I'm going to give you is the reason that most of us that are already saved, that we get offended. This is the last one. You said then it means that if we're all saved and we're spiritual minded and we're sound in our faith and doctrine and we're sanctified or set apart, then we're not likely to get offended. If you're offended, you're going to be offended in this last one I'm about ready to give you. In the sixth verse of this 11th chapter of the book, there's a complaint. Are you there, Brother Archie?
Yes.
I don't have my Bible, but I'm going to read yours. You got the King James Version, don't you?
Yes, sir.
The Bible said, now our soul was dried away. There is nothing at all besides this manna before our eyes. You said, so what's that about? What's their complaint? Lord, all we got's manna. We're getting sick of the manna. You know what Jesus said in John chapter number 6? He said he was the manna. He said, as your fathers ate manna, and they've now gone on, they're dead. They sleep, they're gone. He said, I am that bread of life which come down from God out of heaven. So if we're saved and we're sanctified, we're set apart, Brother Kenny, we're sealed into the day of redemption, bless God, everything going on, then why do we get offended? It's because we have become satisfied. We want something more. We're not satisfied with the programs over there at Calvary anymore. It looked to me like, bless God, a church that side, they'd have more going on for the young people. It looks to me like they'd have some singles groups that get together so our young singles can all get together and they can have a Christian and mingle. Bless God, we're not into the dating service over here. We're into the preaching of the cause of Christ. And if you get offended by the programs of God that we don't offer you, and you don't get involved with the programs of God that we do offer you, then it causes me to wonder, are you really satisfied? If you become dissatisfied with everything going on, Brother John, you're going to have a critical spirit about you, and you're going to get offended. Well, I sure didn't like that choir. I wish them three young'uns hadn't sung today. All them screaming young'uns in there. there. I wish Brother Robbie and Tammy would quit bringing them 30 van children over here. I get sick of this and I'm sick of that. Then let me ask you a question. Why in the world are you here? If you're going to get offended by everything going on, why are you here? I'd have a little talk with Jesus. Some are just not going to be satisfied. Some are going to be offended. Some are going to be all the things that I've already preached. So then how do you satisfy it? You go back to the same order that I've just delivered them to you. You get saved. That's the first thing to settling any offense in your heart. If the offense is coming by the preacher, if the offense is coming from the preacher, if the offense is coming by the word of God that the preacher's preaching, the first thing to do is get saved. That'll start the process, because once you get saved, Brother Kenny, it'll do something for you. It will separate you into the cause of Christ. It'll sanctify you. Bless God, it'll make you sound in your faith and doctrine. It'll satisfy your soul, brother. It'll do those things that only God can do.
Yes.
And then when the preacher misquotes and puts Zacharias up in the fig tree rather than Zacchaeus in this fig tree, you're not as offended, because it was just a slip of the tongue. I know Zacchaeus is the one in the tree, but I put Zacharias up there. I've told y'all twice in this to turn to Exodus, and I meant Numbers. I told you to turn to Matthew, and I meant Mark. I don't mean to offend you. It just means that I made a slip. I'm not talking about being offended by these slip-ups. I'm talking about whenever the preacher's saying, women ought to look like women, men ought to look like men. Start preaching about leaving off the sinful things of the world. Start looking like a part that God would be pleased with. That's different. Like I said, if the word of God offends you, you've been offended by somebody far greater than I. They get dissatisfied. They're just not satisfied with the preaching. We need a younger preacher. Maybe we need an older preacher. We need a more seasoned preacher. We need a more educated preacher. We need a quieter preacher. We need one that's not so long-winded. We need friendlier people over there at Calvary. Go back to what I said in Mark chapter number 6. They were offended at him. They were offended at Jesus. And if they're offended at Jesus, I'm pretty sure Gwen Anderson don't stand a chance to please everybody on every day. And if I don't please you today, guess what? It wasn't your day. Okay, it just wasn't your day to be. Yeah, maybe tomorrow I'll look up for you. Maybe I'll get to you tomorrow. And maybe I'll offend you tomorrow. I'm not trying to offend anybody, but I've watched them come and I've watched them go. I've seen them move the ladder over here. And bless God, they're excited. They're at Calvary Baptist Church. And then, brother, about 12 to 18 months later, they blow out of here. Where'd they go? What happened? Where'd they go? Yeah, well, who knows, Brother Archie? Where did they go? They've gone to another church to start the same process all over again. And that church, you know what's going to happen, Brother Kenny? Old preacher's going to preach. If he's worth his salt, he's going to preach. What's he going to preach? He's going to preach sound doctrine.
Amen.
He's going to preach the entire Bible, the whole council. You know what he's going to do, Brother Kenny? He's going to offend them.
Yeah.
You know what he does when he does that? He puts them on the move again. And you know what your kids are doing? I took you to Exodus chapter number 23 and verse number 18, whatever it was, little by little. Little and little and little. You're teaching your kids the way that you handle these things. God's not pleased with that, my friends. God's not pleased with that. I'm going to wrap this thing up by going back to where we started in the 119th division of Psalm. He said, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. And then I want you to go right below that, because that word salvation is used. He said, Lord, I have hoped in thy salvation. Folks, that's where your hope's at. I don't want you to be offended. Anytime I ever preach, that's my fear, is that I'm going to hurt somebody or offend somebody in my flesh. I don't want to hurt anybody in my flesh. But you know what I want? I want this word of God to just get right where you live and turn over a new row. Every year we used to grow crops growing up. And they'd cut everything down. After they cut everything down, they'd turn it under. Why are they turning it under? Because they turn them stubble under and it helps the soil. Sometimes we just got to turn something under. I'd roll it over, brother. And you know what? It'll help you. You know why? Because it puts it back on the inside. Puts it back on the inside of you. You're going to have to ponder that one. You know what happens, Brother Brian? Whenever you get it in your mouth, it's sweet as honey, ain't it? But when you get it down there on the inside, it starts getting a little bitter. You know why? Because that's the way the Word of God is. Bible says it's sweet in the mouth, like a honeycomb, but it gets bitter in the belly. It's not easy to love your enemies. It's not easy to pray for them that despitefully use you. It's not easy to do those things, but that's what the Word of God says. Sounds good, don't it? Sounds good, rolls off the tongue real sweetly. Man, when you start digesting it, it's not easy, my friends, and you can't live a life. You cannot live a life satisfying unto God. You can't live a life without offense if you're not saved. And if you don't go through the things I just preached about, Miss Macy, come back to the piano. Brother Scott, come get us a song of invitation. You said, you're just going to leave us like that, cut us to the bone and leave us. I didn't cut anybody. If you're saved, say amen.
Amen.
You're not offended if you're saved by God's grace unless you're unsatisfied. If you're not separated, you're not sound. Listen, get saved. The rest of it will start falling into place. I want you to be saved. I do. God wants you to be saved. You can realize that, that the Lord himself wants you to be saved. He said it's not his will that any would perish, Brother Kenny, but that all would come unto repentance. Brother Gwen, that is the master's plan, that everybody be saved. But everybody's not going to be, are they? Sadly, they're not, Brother Kenny. I wish they would, but they're not. And woe unto them by which offenses do come. Ain't that scripture? And woe unto them by which offenses do come. Don't get offended and go home. You say, well, I'm not coming back over here, not on a special day. You ought to hear me when it's not a special day. Yeah. As we stand all over the house of God today.